Father, we praise your name. You who sent Jesus to this earth so that we would crucify him on a tree. Because through that death, we all have resurrection, through the resurrection of Jesus, who was with you at the very beginning and is with you now. And we praise you, Lord, for all that you have given to us through the gift of your Son, Jesus, through the gift of your power in our life, through your call on us to serve you in this world. We pray today, as Michael brings your word to us, that we will all be stimulated, we will be revigorated, we will be inspired to share the good news of your resurrection to all that we meet and in all that we do. For what a wonderful name is the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name. What a powerful name. And we pray for the power of your Holy Spirit today in this worship and in our lives, and that we will be used by your Holy Spirit to flood this community with your love, with your passion, and that others will turn to you through all that we say and do, as individuals and as a worshipping community. Amen.
What a powerful name. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude. Thank you for the gift of your unwavering love and the endless grace that you pour upon us. In the midst of our daily lives, amidst our triumphs and our trials, your presence is a constant source of strength and comfort. Lord, we thank you for reminding us through your word that you give power to the faint and increase the strength of the weak. Thank you for the assurance that when we wait upon you, our strength is renewed, and we can soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. We are grateful, O God, for the unique paths you have guided each of us on in our journey of faith. Thank you for the diversity and experiences and stories you have woven into the tapestry of our church community. These narratives are a testament to your work in our lives, showcasing your transformative power and the richness of your mercy. We pray for the strength to live out our faith boldly, to embrace our calling with courage, and to always trust in your unfailing guidance. May our actions and words draw others closer to you, revealing the depth of your love and the promise of your salvation. In all things, we give you thanks and praise, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to first give you an update. The last Sunday that I was here, I think it was New Year's Eve, I shared with you with great emotion that my grandmother was in the active process of passing away. And it was just after the service that I left and got the news that she had passed on from this life to heaven that very morning. And so I was very thankful to be with my church family that morning to give me peace. And I just thank you so much for the many people that sent me text messages or phone calls to check on me. But I wanted to share with you the update, I have to admit as well that you saw me quite emotional that morning, but the moment I got the phone call that she passed, there were no more tears. I was so thankful for her life and knowing and having that assurance of knowing that she was with God and that one day I would get to see her. We're going to move on to our readings this morning, and I think Heather's going to provide those for us.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40 and beginning to read at verse 21, and it can be found on page 724 in the church Bibles. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel. My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And the gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 28, and it's the last four verses, page 1001. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen.
Before we sing our hymn, I would like to share with you, I live in Carlisle, and quite often see people with big bullhorns that are proclaiming to repent because you're somehow lost in sin. I've always been quite turned off by individuals like that, and it made me cringe as a Christian personally, because I always think of my relationship as being a faith relationship and not a faith confrontation. And so before we get into our message, we're going to share in the hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. And that can be found at 611 in your Singing the Faith.
Thank you.
What a blessing it is to gather here today in the house of the Lord. I want to start by reminding you, each and every one of you, how loved and cherished you are in the eyes of God. His love is like the sun and constantly shining upon us, even when clouds may drift across our skies. Remember, you are never alone. His presence is a constant companion in every step of your journey. This morning, as we sit in this sanctuary surrounded by our church family, let us take a moment to appreciate the beauty of this fellowship. I want you to look around at those around you. These are the faces of hope and faith and of enduring love. Each one of you has a unique and wonderful creation of God brought together to form this vibrant tapestry of our church community and faith. For the past 3 weeks, we've been embarking on a meaningful journey through the four elements of our calling within the Methodist Church. I personally have grown to really love and be proud of being a Methodist, even though I would have considered myself probably years ago one that is non-denominational. These foundations are essential in guiding us to live as a true disciple of Jesus. We began with Dave, who led us into the depths of worship, exploring how our adoration and praise shape our relationship with God. Morgan took us through the enriching paths of learning and caring, highlighting how growth and compassion are integral to our faith journey. And then last week, Tim brought us the vital aspect of service, showing us how our actions can embody the love and teachings of Christ. And today it's my privilege of presenting the final foundation of the sermon series, and that is evangelism. And while I might jest about saving the best for last, there's no denying the crucial importance of this topic. Evangelism isn't just a part of our faith. It is a calling that resonates at the very core of our mission as Christians. We are reminded of the scriptures that we should not hide our light under a bushel. Instead, we are called to shine the light of Christ into this world, a world that often finds itself shrouded in darkness and despair. Believers, as we have gathered here today, I want to remind us of something that's very extraordinary. You know, in Isaiah, we read about the everlasting God, the creator of the universe. He does not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can even fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases power to the weak. This scripture is a powerful testament to the transformative power of God in our lives. I find it incredibly encouraging how each and every one of us has a story of our own journey in faith. For some of you here this morning, you may be just starting out in faith, and for others, you may be renewing your faith. For others, we may very well be renewed and encouraged to go further than we've ever imagined as we grow and mature in our faith. I can't share this week about evangelism without sharing my own faith journey. I was raised in a Pentecostal pastoral family, and my dad, in his early 20s, took a church of 12 people. They all were, I think I've shared this before, but they were all of the same family, I think, as well. But over the years, it grew to countless individuals that had passed through. I think that church is still thriving with probably about 200-person membership. And that has moved from my father as he had that accident. And I'm hoping that in the next sermon that I'm provide here, I'm going to do a little live link or a video from my father to show you his progress as well. as he had had a motorcycle accident, suffering a catastrophic left brain injury. But God is truly restoring him and restoring his life. This week, they just moved into my sister's home. They had built a home with an annex for my parents, and I'm so excited that they're moving into another area of their life that they get to maintain their independence and freedom, but also have God bless them in a rich kind of way of being in a new space that's going to be more accommodating to some of the things that my dad has found challenging. I can share in this faith journey that despite being in a good Christian home, I dealt with years of personal challenges from being bullied through my school years to my own inner conflict of accepting and living my true self. Looking back, I can see so many times where the hand of God was on my life and where he never left me. Even in the darkest of times, I could find comfort and a source of strength from my faith and relationship in Christ. In fact, I would say that probably having grown up in a pastoral family, that my faith was kind of imposed on me from birth. However, at a young age, I had an encounter with God personally that changed me, where I felt that I could hear from God myself within my heart, and that was life-changing. And it has taken me on this path where I can say without reservation that it's brought me here to Penrith within a faith community that I never imagined to be part of. I can see the hand of God crafting and molding my life even with what I consider a divine appointment of placing me here in Penrith and in a faith community that was actively in the midst of applying love and action through the Methodist initiative of love that unites us. And no matter where you are in the midst of that initiative, I commend you for being here, for staying, for listening, and seeking God to reach a world that may not look, think, or act like you do. In fact, I do not even mind if you can't even agree on aspects of why we are sharing this sacred space to worship, but that we are actually present to sharing this sacred space with the Creator of the universe. The one that in the book of John said, he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Can I get an amen on that? And this brings me to another incredible initiative by the Methodist Church, God for All. This strategy, adopted in 2020, underlines the church's commitment to growth, evangelism, inclusivity, and justice. It's a strategy that resonates deeply with the heart of the gospel, reaching out to diverse communities, prioritizing discipling of new believers, and nurturing the young. God for All is about bringing the good news to every corner of Britain, in rural areas, cities, and suburbs. It's about being a church where everyone feels welcome, where justice prevails, and where the love of Christ is evident in every action. But the essence of this strategy is not just about growing the church numerically. It's about an authentic relationship, about having faith conversations rather than confrontations, about living out the good news in everyday lives, being true evangelists in the places we find ourselves in. Let us be a community that supports and encourages each other in this mission. Let us be a church where everyone is an evangelist, authentically sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through our own personal experiences. As we continue to embrace our calling in Christ, let us delve into the heart of this mission, inclusivity and justice in evangelism. And this is not just a concept. It's a living, breathing aspect of our faith, deeply rooted in the gospel and echoing the Methodist Church's God for All initiative. Let me share a story, a parable of sorts, that illustrates the profound impact of inclusive and justice actions in our communities. Now imagine a small town divided in beliefs, backgrounds, and lifestyles. In this town, there's a church, a beacon of hope and love. This church, rather than closing its doors to those who are different, opens them wide. They welcome everyone, the doubters, the seekers, the misunderstood. In doing this, they don't just talk about God's love, they live it. And through this, the town begins to transform. People who felt ostracized now feel loved. And those who are skeptical find faith. This, my friend, is the power of a church that embraces inclusivity and justice. Connecting this to the comforting and hopeful message found in Isaiah, we see that God's love extends to all corners of the earth. He uplifts the weary and empowers the weak. Not just a select few. This universal love is our model for evangelism. Every one of us is called to this mission. You don't need to change who you are to share the good news. You just need to be you, the person God created and loves. Whether you're talking or taking your first steps in faith, or you're further along the path, your story matters. It's your testimony of God's grace in your life that can touch hearts and change lives. And for those feeling a special pull towards evangelism, the Methodist Church offers support and training to guide you in that journey. Remember, evangelism is about sharing our stories and our struggles and the central role of our faith in our lives. It's about looking beyond ourselves and being embodied in of an embodiment of love in action. So I'll encourage you with this. Let's be a community that uplifts each other in this mission. Let's be a church where every member is an evangelist, authentically sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Your life, your story is a testament to his love and power. And as we move to the final part of our sermon, let us focus on the theme of living our faith in action. Brothers and sisters, our faith is not just a private matter, confined to our hearts and our minds. It's dynamic, living. It's a living thing that calls us to act, to demonstrate God's love through our deeds. In James 2:17, he reminds us, faith by itself, it does not have works and is dead. This is a call to action, a reminder of our faith that it is validated and made real through our actions. Let me share with you a historical example of this in the Methodist Church, and that's beautifully illustrated with these principles that we spoke about this morning. And consider the life of the work of John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. Wesley's faith was not just a matter of preaching. It is a faith lived out in action. In fact, he was known for his tireless work with the poor and advocating for prison reform, and his concern for the spiritual and physical well-being of all. Wesley's approach to faith was holistic, and I like that word, holistic. It was as much about meeting the physical needs of individuals as it was their spiritual needs. I'll never forget when I sent my email to churches in this local community when I was moving from down South England to here, looking for a church to reside in. And the only church that responded was this one. And Tim and Tracy not only emailed me back, but called me. And they asked me, when was I moving to this area? And the exact date because they were going to bring me a meal. And that's when I knew they were doing the work of God. That is love in action. So I encourage you, each one of you today, look for ways to live out your faith. It doesn't have to be something grand. Even the smallest acts of kindness, like sharing a meal, can have a profound impact. Maybe it's helping a neighbor, volunteering at a local charity, or simply offering a listening ear to someone in need. These actions speak volumes about the love of Christ we carry within us. And in closing, let us remember that our faith journey is not just about personal renewal and spiritual growth. It's also about how we express our faith in this world. Let us be inspired by the example of John Wesley and the countless others who have shown us what it means to live our faith in action. Let us go forth from here motivated to be the hands and feet of Jesus in a world that so desperately needs his touch. And for more information about God for All initiative and resources on evangelism, this can be found on the Methodist Church's website. So may God richly bless you as you live out this faith in action, demonstrating his love and grace in everything you do. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song I introduced last time. We're going to do it again by video because it's a lot easier to follow along, but it's called Beyond These Walls of Worship. Don't just sing it. Mean it from your heart.
Beyond these walls of worship, in the stress and joy of life, can we offer you our bodies as a living sacrifice? Will we keep transformed by you, will declare you God of all. Beyond these walls of worship, in the times of work and rest, will we display your
to our prayers of intercession. But before we do that, I'd like us just to take a moment to allow ourselves to become present to God. Take this moment of silence to let him speak directly to you. And if there be anything within ourselves that needs sorting, let him just speak into that now. And you let go of that. This morning, as we enter our time of prayers of intercession, I ask that we respond with each prayerful bid the following statement. Together, make us evangelists. We'll conclude with the praying of the Lord's Prayer in whatever version that resonates within you. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for your church worldwide that may be a beacon of your love and truth. Strengthen its mission to spread your word across the earth. Guide its leaders and members to walk authentically with you, reflecting your love and grace in their actions. Again, we say, make us evangelists. Empower us through initiatives like God for All to reach and uplift people from all walks of life, spreading your message of inclusivity and justice. Together, make us evangelists. Lord, we lift our communities to you. May your spirit of love and unity infuse every aspect of our society for the marginalized, the voiceless, and the oppressed. May they find strength and hope in you. As a church, let us respond. Make us evangelists. Inspire us to be agents of change and stand for justice, caring for others as we serve you. Together, make us evangelists. Gracious God, we hold before you all who are seeking their path in life. Guide them to discover their authentic selves in you. Congregation, let's declare, make us evangelists, illuminating their unique roles in your kingdom, giving them the courage to live out their faith boldly. For those lost, confused, and doubting, let your light lead them back to your embrace. Together, make us evangelists. Lord, we seek personal renewal and strength in our faith journeys. Remind us of your promise in Isaiah that those who walk in you will renew their strength. We say together, make us evangelists. In moments of weariness and doubt, uplift us with your enduring grace. A body of believers, together, make us evangelists. And finally, we pray for our world entangled in conflict and pain. We ask for your peace and understanding to prevail. For leaders and decision makers, grant them wisdom and a heart for justice and peace. With one voice, make us evangelists. May our kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Together, make us evangelists. And Lord God, we come before you in a world where wars and rumors of wars are distressing reality. We lift up every nation, every community, and every soul that is impacted by the ravages of conflict. We ask for your divine intervention in regions torn by war. May your wisdom guide leaders and decision makers towards paths of peace and reconciliation. And as your children, let us respond together. Make us evangelists for peace. Grant comfort and healing to those suffering the consequences of these conflicts. Protect the vulnerable, heal the wounded, and provide solace to the grieving. In unity, we say together, make us evangelists for peace. Inspire us, O Lord, to be peacemakers in our own communities, helping us to uphold justice, to speak for the voiceless, and to act as instruments of your peace. Together, make us evangelists for peace. And these challenging times remind us the kingdom is not of this world. Give us the courage to stand firm in our faith, to share your message of hope and salvation, even amidst turmoil. With one heart together, we say, make us evangelists. In Jesus' name, who is our peace, Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen. And together we gather all these prayers up in one joyous bid of prayer as you taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to take up an offering while we have our next hymn, which is Take My Life and Let It Be. This can be found in Singing the Faith 566. Be seated. Thank you. I'd just like to remind everyone that after service today is a share meal, and everybody is welcome to that. Please do stay and share with others your own faith journey during that time, and just spend time with each other as a family. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be here for this, as I've got to pick up my partner from the train station. But I will remain after the service for about 10 minutes if you would like to talk about anything. But I appreciate you being here this morning in your faithfulness and your numbers as well. Let us bow our heads. As we prepare to leave the sacred space and enter back into our world, may you remember you are called to be true evangelist in your authentic self. May the Spirit of God empower you to share your unique stories and experiences with courage and love. May your words and actions reflect the inclusivity and justice of the gospel. In every encounter and every challenge, may you find strength and renewal from the Lord. May your journey be filled with opportunities to show His love in action, touching lives and transforming hearts. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He turn His countenance towards you and grant you peace. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.